do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the goddamn prayer. Goddamn the hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Hey, Wednesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if those ear holes are sucking us in live out east, if it isn't that time. Maybe you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Maybe you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, your favorite podcasting application, or at crabdiving.com. We're always available, however, whenever, wherever you are receiving us. We appreciate the fuck out of it. We say fuck on this show.
Okay. Intern, note that down. We say fuck.
For new listeners, just to warn you.
Hi, new listeners.
You may hear the C word also occasionally.
Fuck.
I'm trying. It's just, I don't know. It just comes out of me, though.
Kind.
And apparently you. Thanks for joining us this lovely Wednesday. Join us on social media. Tweet us during the show live if you want to communicate with us during the show live, which I just said. Go to Crab Diving on the Twitter, CrabDiving, and we're also on Facebook, and we're on Instagram. We used to be on Google Plus, but they got the fuck rid of that.
Sad.
Not on TikTok yet.
Twitter. What is Twitter? Is that the platform owned by What's-His-Face? Who owns that? I can never think of his fucking
name.
Well,
run. The CEO is Jack Dorsey.
Yes, Jack Dorsey has all these rules for everyone on Twitter except our president, who can threaten whoever the fuck he wants.
I just saw they're coming out with a new rule that politicians and leaders, if their tweet is found to be untoward, then they will remove, they'll leave it up, but remove the possibility to like or retweet, though you will be able to retweet with comment, if I read correctly.
Wow.
So Trump says something shitty.
Yes.
You can retweet it and say, look at how shitty this is. Or yes. If you're a supporter, you know, you can jerk off to how many retweets
right.
you get
when oh,
you
yes.
tweet it. But if otherwise it'll... You know, kind of
jeez,
prevent the especially like bots from just retweeting,
or oh,
like,
okay,
or like whatever
oh,
Trump says.
Oh, that's good. At first, I was like, geez, that's it.
No,
but
you
that's
can
a
retweet
deal,
with
right?
comment.
Oh, okay.
But that's all you can do. You can't like it. You can't just blindly retweet it.
Yes, I guess that'll help the idiots out there. Yeah, I listen. I know there's. I'm sorry. You should finish introducing yourself. I was.
Oh, buy shit through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Thanks for joining us. My name's Patrick Ryle.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And, you know, just a word to the stupid people out there, because I think what the story that you were talking
they're
about.
They're not listening to us.
No. Well.
We only have the most brilliant, intelligent of listeners.
You know, if the uneducated, if you guys want to listen to our show. And
I love the uneducated.
Listen. Just listen. But, you know, the stupid people out there, I hope this rule that Pat was talking about helps.
Which rule?
The one, you know, about if a politician puts some bullshit on Twitter. How about this? What about this? How about if you hold any kind of elected office, You aren't allowed on social media.
You know, I'm okay with that.
I mean, fuck it.
I'd rather have them work.
Yeah. No, no, not Trump, though.
Well, yeah.
I used to say that.
An exception.
I think the problem with Trump is like so many people in this country shamed him for golfing. I'd rather him golf.
Well, yeah. I mean, kind of.
Well, he's really, okay, that's true.
The left, and not even the left, normal people haven't gone after Trump for his ridiculous amount of golfing.
Yes.
It won 1,000th of the way they went after Obama.
Oh, God.
For his relatively normal amount of golfing.
It's disgusting. It's ridiculous. The hypocrisy is fucked up. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that race plays a part in what you're describing.
Oh, maybe.
You know, maybe. I don't know.
That's racist of you to even suggest.
Oh, wow. Look at me virtue signaling.
Anderson .Paak fired up right now.
What happened?
On my phone. Well, I was going to monitor the show to make sure that we don't have that fucked up sounding like we're recording in a cavern that happened.
Thank you for checking that.
Yesterday. Inexplicable, by the way. We do have those settings on our board, but no one has been near it, and all the settings are on zero for any effects and stuff like that.
The intern didn't...
So I have no... Not unless she...
Intern!
Well, she had to jump up in the middle of the show and fix it.
She could jump up there.
Because... fixed itself, it resolved itself right. A few minutes later, but it was when some odd it made right. It to the recording too, so that means it was not in somewhere in the internet, so it's something here for some reason. I hope the board's not getting all fucked up.
Yes.
All I can think of is maybe one of the wires that one of the wires that are coming out of the board.
Yes.
May have been leaning on a button or something in the front, or I don't know. Anyway,
I never touched that fucking thing. I don't know what the fuck is going on with it. You know,
it was very odd.
Right.
Hopefully it's repaired now. I'm going to be listening to it momentarily here. Yeah. We can see what is going on.
Yes, in the headlines. Well. I'll tell you what's going on. The world is fucked up because the racists in this country couldn't bear voting for, just couldn't take throwing a vote to Hillary Clinton. They either didn't want to vote or they voted for Donald Trump. And they got ear fucked by all this fake Russian news. Oh, my God. It's so disgusting. Don't you think so, dog? I mean, intern, sorry.
Didn't bark twice for no.
Yes.
Sounds like it's... not echoey.
I like that.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yes, thank
Let's
you.
See what the old headlines are this Wednesday.
Yay.
Fuck the drop. Over the commie pinko liberal.
HuffPost.
I heard about this. You know, there was a... there's supposed to be a bipartisan meeting today.
Oh, okay.
At the White House.
Yes.
Chuck and Nancy,
right?
We're having a meeting about we're supposed to have a meeting about the turkey crisis.
Yeah.
And apparently, well, the headline at the HuffPo says Trump meltdown rages at Pelosi to her face.
Oh my God. Was she recording? With her iPhone or anything like that?
The Senate Minority Leader, Chuck Schumer, said that Trump berated House Speaker Nancy Pelosi during a meeting on the president's handling of the turkey crisis. Now, this is what the Republicans are saying. Oh, the Democrats, they can't do anything. They're so focused on impeachment. And then, you know, Nancy, at that press conference they had, that cocktease press conference that we thought they were going to announce a vote. But they talked about all the legislative shit they're doing. All the stuff they're doing.
They're doing their fucking job.
Yes.
But what happened to all that legislation?
And Trump was the one saying, remember, he said it a couple of times. If this happens, there's no deals getting done.
Then what are you doing? I mean, don't you have to justify the salary you're taking at the very least?
Schumer told reporters that Trump was insulting to the speaker.
Oh, shit.
Called Pelosi a third-rate politician.
Oh, okay.
The senator also said the meeting was more of a diatribe than a dialogue.
Right. That sounds fun. Was this a lunch meeting?
At the press conference outside the White House, Pelosi said Trump had a meltdown during their meeting.
Oh, my God.
In response to being called a third-rate politician, Pelosi allegedly told Trump, I wish you were a politician, Mr. President, so then you'd know the art of the possible.
Wow. What does that mean? Of what he could get, what would be possible and what's not possible?
I guess. Schumer said he asked the Trump what his plan was to contain ISIS, you know, these supporters that are escaping.
Yes.
And Schumer, I know you'll be shocked by this.
Yes.
Schumer said he didn't really have one.
Ah! Well, his plan is let them run into Europe or something.
And they go into Europe, who cares? The meeting came after what Pelosi said was a very difficult time for Trump.
Oh, shit.
Referencing the House's non-binding resolution opposing the president's withdrawal of U.S. troops from northern Syria. So I guess they passed a resolution.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. The adults in the House got together and passed a bipartisan solution. It's not a solution. I'm sorry. Just a condemnation saying he did a bad thing.
What was the vote there? It was not good for him.
No, I mean
354-60.
Nah.
Oh, and you know that fucker Matt Gaetz was one of those 60.
Oh shit!
You know
yes.
Our goddamn Trump whore,
right?
Representative here in the first district of Florida.
Yes,
you know fucking well that he voted against it.
You know, last night at my comedy show, I got a little political and I went after Matt Gaetz for a long time. Everybody was just laughing about how he drives drunk a lot. People hate him.
Everybody hates him.
How the fuck does he win?
Because all the old Republicans waddle to the ballot box and flip R. No matter what. R, just like Jesus wanted him to.
But I will see people here that they, oh, Hillary belongs in prison, you know, fuck your marriage equality, all kinds of shit. But Matt Gaetz, they hate. And I want to ask him why. Why do you hate him, but like all this other bullshit? I don't get it.
Top Republican on the Foreign Affairs Committee, Representative Michael McCaul of Texas,
yes,
says he understands Trump's legitimate concerns about committing troops overseas, but the president's withdrawal of troops from Syria damaged our interests in the region.
No. Yes. Well, you know, I was hearing on NPR, not to brag, I was listening to a Democrat talk about this shit, and they said that the way we were handling Syria was actually pretty good. We were doing a lot with not a ton of troops. You know, we're containing ISIS, stabilizing the region.
With the help of the Kurds that we now have offered up for sacrifice.
Oh, it's so disgusting. It's so disgusting. And it's stupid. And how do you fix this? How is President Elizabeth Warren going to fucking fix this?
Yeah, we'll get to the debate. Democrats and Republicans overwhelmingly condemned the decision today. Nancy Pelosi said that vote probably got to the president because he was shaken up by it. And that's why we couldn't continue in the meeting, because he was just not relating to the reality of it.
Oh, shit. He wasn't keeping it real. Okay.
On Monday, he signed an executive order imposing sanctions and visa bans on top Turkish government officials. as a way to punish them for the country's forces invading Syria. But I saw somebody, I don't know if this is accurate, I just saw somebody on Twitter that said that these sanctions are on Turkish steel exports or something.
Okay.
But this guy's like, I'm in the steel business. Nobody buys steel from Turkey. Like, it's not known for its steel production.
So did somebody fuck up?
Well, right.
Or did they just want to put some pretend sanctions on Turkey?
It's like, you know, ordering ice from Hawaii.
Yeah. There's none.
Well, there is, but
where?
That's not what they're known for.
Oh, yes. can you imagine Hawaii?
Get one in your Mai Tai or Mai Tais.
I'm the only ice sculpture guy in Hawaii. You know those chainsaw dudes?
Oh, yeah.
That seems like I was about to shit on them. It just seems dumb, doesn't it?
Oh, I think it's amazing that do that kind of shit with
it. But what do you do with it?
Well, it's ephemeral.
Huh?
It's hey.
Oh, yeah, it's in your head. It's real.
It's ephemeral. It goes away.
Right.
It's art, and then it melts, and it goes away.
Damn, but that sucks. I mean,
which I don't know why they have ice sculptures at weddings, because it's not a great, it doesn't signify anything wonderful. It's like, look at how beautiful it is now. Wait a few hours, it's going to be a blob of shit.
I think they're perfect.
I don't think that's a great metaphor for weddings.
Right. And
we have an ice sculpture.
How do you get into that? I just don't know how you get into that. Like that business or whatever you want to call it. The ice sculpture scene.
Probably art majors that need to make a dime. They make their own art on the side, and to pay the bills, they make stupid angels and shit for people's fucking weddings.
I mean, I was just thinking, where do you... I mean, I guess they have like a really big ice tray or something they put in their freezer.
Well, they're blocks of ice that they...
Yeah.
They stack and they wet them so that the sides are then smooth.
Right. I just think it must be a horrible business.
Schumer said, I told the president, being from New York as he was, we're particularly aware of the problems of terrorism that an organization like ISIS can create.
Yes.
And the fact that someone no less than General Mattis has said that ISIS has been enhanced by this, that the danger of ISIS is so much greater, it worries all of us.
Yes, I agree with
what... Trump doesn't like Mattis anymore.
Right. But doesn't Trump still want to get rid of ISIS, or does he care? Wait a second. He doesn't care. I said this... Well, I believe this, and I've said this many times on the show. Trump cares about Ivanka? Probably.
Rudimentary, sure.
Ivanka?
In a I'd like to fuck that sort of way.
Oh, yes. Raping? Loves it.
Okay. Overlap.
Yes. McDonald's loves it.
Not overlap.
No, that's its own category.
Unless he makes it a mushroom burger.
And he likes some. What's the other one? Golf.
Golf.
He loves golf.
Sure.
So those are four things.
And Melania is the light of his life.
I thought, are we in the comedy category on podcasts or news?
Melania, fuck you. So that's the headline. Over to the HuffPo.
Yay.
Trump lost his shit.
Yeah.
In a meeting, yelling at Nancy and calling her a third-rate politician.
That's all he said, though, third-rate. All right, Trump, I know you've said worse.
Well, not to her face, though. He's a coward.
Right. He's yelling into God. It certainly is a proud time for America, isn't it?
Man, I hope there's. I'm sure there's not, but it'd be great if there was tape of that shit.
Hey, listen, if you are in that White House right now and you aren't filming everything on your phone, then shame on you, because that's the least you could do. If you took their money and worked there, you all should be whistleblowing. You all should be releasing shit and books. You owe it to us.
Oh, there'll be books. There will be books.
What?
Regardless, you know, Kellyanne is going to somehow skate free.
Oh, God.
And claim that she was a leaker and that she was secretly helping.
Yes.
And here's my $50 million book I'm writing.
Right, right, right.
Over at the Drudge Report.
Hey.
A picture of Pete Buttigieg from his high school yearbook.
Okay.
It says Pete beat.
Not blackface. This is not a blackface story. Thank God.
Dem outsider shakes debate, it says. Meanwhile, at the Drudge Report, this couldn't be more stereotypical. And I believe we joked about it on yesterday's show.
Crab diving joking.
Drudge poll, who won the sixth Democratic debate?
Hey.
With 38.7% of the vote.
Marianne Williamson.
She wasn't there.
Oh.
Tulsi Gabbard.
Yay.
Unsurprisingly won the online vote as many times as you want.
No, okay.
Drudge poll.
Hell yeah, motherfucker.
Which means all the Russian bots are clicking Gabbard.
Nicked. Or they said yes. What is yes in Russian?
Da.
Da.
That's a good one.
Yang is in second with 18.33%. Buttigieg, then Warren, Klobuchar, Biden.
Right.
Sanders, you know.
Klobuchar's beating Biden?
Harris dead last. They hate Kamala Harris. They really hate Kamala Harris.
Why?
Woman,
she's black, right? Yes, the racist.
Strong prosecutor. Yes.
Right. Well, yeah.
They're afraid of her. And, you know, Castro's down there, too.
Right, right. Wow, Klobuchar is beating Biden.
Well, in this. In this.
Right.
It says, Pete, Democratic debate, here's why pundits are praising Pete Buttigieg, his performance in Ohio.
Okay.
Based on post-debate interviews, it says, as I turn off my ad blocker, because the indie star is being bitchy about it.
Oh, my God. The people at that paper. You guys.
We noticed you're blocking our ads.
Ooh.
With Midwest setting may have helped Mayor Pete feel like he was playing with a home court advantage.
Okay.
USA Today. Oh, it's a roundup of
home court advantage.
The different media.
Congratulations to everybody that just overuses sports analogies or whatever the fuck. Good job.
USA Today called Buttigieg debate winner.
Yes.
Buttigieg used forceful rhetoric during the debate to showcase his more moderate proposals.
Ugh, moderate.
He is very eloquent. He's a Rhodes Scholar. You know, I mean, he's brilliant and very eloquent. Maybe a little too moderate for some extreme lefty libs like us.
Extreme? I don't think we're extreme. I think what it is that there are liberals out there that are under the illusion that the people in the Republican Party even want to work with you. They do not. They don't. To get Republicans to do the right fucking thing, there has to be genocide. You have to wipe out the Kurds, and then finally they're like,
TBD.
Oh, yeah, we don't know.
Non-binding That's resolution. True. What do you mean?
I mean, God, Mayor Pete, you can't work with the right. You can't work with the right. They suck.
One of the never-Trumper Republican pundits on television said, well, you know, this is actually great because now the Republican hypocrites in Congress can say, look, we don't vote yes for Trump on everything. We said bad boy when he threw all those Kurds into the grinder.
I mean, it's disgusting. It's fucking disgusting.
I mean,
weren't we all turned off when Joe Biden wanted to share with the planet that, oh, back in the day, I was able to reach across the aisle and work with my segregationist colleagues or whatever the fuck.
Fox News called Buttigieg the surprise winner of the debate.
Okay, well, you know, Mayor Pete, if Fox is endorsing you, then I have a problem. I honestly have a problem. Oh, my God.
Fox News noted one of his strong moments came during an exchange with Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii over Trump's decision to withdraw troops from northern Syria. respectfully, Congresswoman, I think that is dead wrong, he said. And she, by the way, was literally spewing the Russian propaganda line, and she kept hitting it over and over and over, calling it a regime change war. Do you think we should be in this regime change war? Do you agree with regime change wars?
Why? What about all the people getting fucked up?
All right.
What about that? I don't know about your regime change war and your buzzwords.
Buttigieg said the slaughter going on in Syria is not a consequence of American presence. It's a consequence of a withdrawal and betrayal by this president of American allies and American values.
You know,
CNN listed him among its winners. So I guess everybody, Washington Post said he had the best overall debate.
Yes.
Politico says he had a standout night.
Right.
The Hill said he did great. Vox listed him as a winner. Damn.
Well, what did he say about forgiving people that voted for Trump? I was in the middle of reading something when we were starting our show from the salon.
I have that story open, in fact.
For next. I read part of this, and I want to get through this next segment without, eating my laptop.
Well, the headline is rightfully, sorry, Ellen, meaning Ellen DeGeneres, that's kind of how they brought it up. They brought up Ellen DeGeneres being pilloried online for sitting next to George Bush and buddying up to him and claiming that he's a friend.
He lied us into a war.
But Amanda Marcotte over at Salon writes, sorry, Ellen and Mayor Pete, but no, we're not ready to forgive Trump voters.
Yes, our people that voted for George Bush.
It was a really shitty question, by the way. All that they're talking about, and a lot they didn't talk about, a lot that never got brought up, that should have, or stuff that didn't get brought up enough that should have, instead of this stupid fucking dick-licking question.
That's an interesting question.
It says, after 3 hours of a debate that Julian Castro noted on Twitter, had no questions about climate, no questions about housing, no questions about immigration. Emma fucking Gration. No questions.
Nobody cares about any of the camps.
Anderson Cooper, the final question. Last week, Ellen DeGeneres was criticized after she and former President George W. Bush were seen laughing together at a football game. We'd like you to tell us about a friendship that you've had that would surprise us and what impacts it's had on you and your beliefs.
What dirtbag do you know that you humanize?
If you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be?
Oh,
that was a famous Barbara Walters hard-hitting question.
Who got asked that?
I don't remember who it was, but it was like, if you were a tree, what tree would you be? What the fuck?
Well,
have you seriously run out of questions?
Okay, one second. If you had to ask that question to any candidate on the Republican, Democratic side, independent, what the fuck ever, that you've seen lately in the past 10 years or so run for office, who would it be? Who would you want to ask that to?
Trump.
Oh, no. I want to hear Ben Carson's answer.
Well, yeah. That would be amazing.
I think I would be a cypress.
Yeah. I'm a fuck you tree.
Most of the candidates played along.
Yay.
Although Julian Castro and Kamala Harris tweeted what a stupid question was afterwards.
What the question is, what exactly?
We'd like you to tell us about a friendship that you've had that would surprise us. What impacts it's had on you and your beliefs?
I'm friends with Ted Bundy. God, that's so weird.
Castro said the reasons why the question was bogus, arguing that the controversy that erupted over DeGeneres hanging out with Bush was about whether to hold people to account, especially public servants who have a record doing real damage to the people.
Right. Jeez.
The
so dumb.
Yeah, it was just
it was so stupid. Dumb. Anderson Cooper asked that, right? Jesus, dude. Who cares? Here's what I want to know from somebody who's running for president. Are you a fucking white supremacist wacko? Does Putin have compromise on you? Are you a rapist?
For understandable reasons, these questions about forgiveness versus accountability extend for so many of us to the Trump voters we know in our own lives. Forgive and forget was the approach largely adopted by progressives towards Bush voters, even though those people spent 8 years defending an administration that conducted a destructive and pointless war, along with a secret torture campaign, then capped it off by letting an American city drown and ushering in a financial crisis we still haven't recovered from.
You know, this is why I don't give a fuck about forgiving Trump voters. Do you know why? Because posing that question is insane. They don't want your forgiveness. They don't see it like that. In fact, you should ask for their forgiveness for not being a right-wing nut job racist. That's how fucked up they are. If you're thinking about you want to forgive them, do you think they did something? They don't see themselves as the bad person.
She continues here, instead of being grateful for the largesse of progressives letting bygones be bygones, conservatives reacted like spoiled children at the election of Barack Obama.
Oh, yes.
Even as he worked, however imperfectly, to save the country from the bad decisions made under Republican rule.
Yeah. God, imagine if somebody got elected that was a decent person, but didn't have to walk into a house that was on fire.
The Tea Party tantrums, the repeated government shutdown threats, and then ultimately the election of Trump. That's how conservative voters thanked Democrats for saving their skins. No wonder liberals are starting to wonder if forgive and forget was a bad move.
Yes. Well, yes. They don't like you. Listen, liberals, these conservatives, I mean them all the time. They don't give a fuck about you. In fact, they think you're stupid. They don't even pity you. They hate you. And you're going to forgive them? What the fuck?
There are, of course, still Democrats who are eager to pretend all this stuff never happened and who are ready to start hanging out with Trump voters, pointedly forgetting that they are supporting putting starving children in cages, unleashing a genocide against the Kurds, drastically escalating wealth inequality, and supporting a president who uses the Oval Office powers to cheat in elections and line his own pockets.
You know, we have this weird thing in America, and I think what it is like white liberals always kind of feel like they need to forgive, you know, these idiot Republicans for the bad shit they say, do, whatever, their racist buddies. And they sort of lose sight of the people that were done wrong by these assholes. You're considering the feelings of these assholes all the time. Quit. Consider the feelings of other people they've hurt.
Buttigieg said, I'm running to be president who will turn the page and unify a dangerously polarized country.
What? Have you been to a Trump rally? Has he seen a Trump rally?
And you don't think the same scumbag evangelicals that squealed about the black guy in the office are going to do any better for a gay guy?
Oh, my God. Mayor Pete, they want you to burn in hell.
It'll be the end times. They'll love it, though.
Yeah.
They secretly want him to win because just like the gun lobby, they wanted Hillary to win so that they could squeal. Oh, my God, she's coming for your guns. She's coming for your guns. When Trump won, gun sales went down.
You know, if I don't know what it is, I think maybe there are a lot of people that are hippies and on the left that really embrace this Zen kind of thing. And that's fine for surfing. And that's fine for listening to music. Or, you know, if you're going to get out a chainsaw and carve something out of a block of ice, that's probably fine. But don't be Zen with these Republicans. Why would you look for good in these fucking assholes? Honestly, right? The Trump rally where they put Ilhan Omar's face on the Jumbotron and screamed at it. What the fuck?
She's got a point here. This kind of unity rhetoric sounds nice and healing, but as we found out during the Obama years, in practice, Unity means liberal magnanimity. In other words, we're being magnanimous, and then we get stabbed in the back and fucked by the underhanded, disgusting Republicans who wouldn't even remotely think about turning the other cheek or cutting some slack. Rick Wilson was saying, he said there is no way right now that the Republicans, if all this were somehow reversed,
yes,
and all the R's were D's, and vice versa, that anything would happen in the House of Representatives. He said the Republicans would shut it down.
Yeah, you're right.
Like they did.
You're right.
And fuck the country.
Yes.
We're shutting it down.
And Rick Wilson, you're right. I'm sure that would be the case.
And their base would love it.
Yeah, of course.
Don't give them socialist anything. So again, just by is it working? By Nancy to be passing all of these bills that are just getting flushed into the Moscow Mitch toilet.
Yeah. I mean, it's like when you have to, like, I think disagree with some ogre and stand up to them. I think what happens in a person, in a decent person, is they feel kind of bad or something like that. They feel bad for being mean to this person. But that, hey, what white liberals, you can take that luxury that you get to have of being kind and magnanimous to your fucking enemy, and you can shove that up your asshole. Because black people are getting shot by cops. Gay people aren't getting their rights.
She says, conservatives, of course, will continue to act like brats who cannot believe Democrats still have the right to vote in this country. Unity, in quotes, just allows Republican voters to nurse their grievances while ignoring the fact that they're the ones at fault for all the problems created by the Bush and Trump presidency.
Yes! Fuck yes! Fuck yes!
Lashing out at DeGeneres for butting up with Bush is about the growing contempt from ordinary voters for the elite classes who treating politics and even war like sport instead of something that has real impact on real people's lives.
Yes. Yes.
But it's also about something deeper. The question staring many progressives in the face. Do we forgive conservatives for the damage they've done in the interest of keeping the peace and being the bigger people here? Or should we turn to social shunning and outright contempt?
Well, I don't know. No, we can't forgive these people. Then we forget who they are and what they did.
It's a terrible thing. Things have gotten to this point, she says. But progressives tried reasoning with conservatives. We tried call for unity and healing.
Yeah.
We elected Obama, whose entire platform was based on healing divides and reaching across the aisle. The reward for these efforts was a conservative spat in our face and elected an abusive, racist, misogynist criminal.
I mean, you talk about that. What if Obama would have, from day one, decided not to have worked with the Republicans?
Right. They didn't have to. They had a majority. I mean, the filibuster was still in play at the Senate. But he had the House and Senate his first term, first 2 years of his first
right,
term.
Right, right.
And he did Obamacare.
Yes.
So that's the story over at Salon. Do we forgive and forget?
No, oh, God. Fuck no. You know what I mean? Like, you've seen the clips from those rallies, the deplorables.
Right. They want us dead.
They
literally want us dead.
What? It really frustrates me because, yes, you expect these right-wing nut jobs to be assholes. But progressives, it's like, what is that thing inside of them that makes them want to reach out to shitbags and find good in them? When, in fact, they're abusive dickheads. It's like, what inside you do you have that makes you want to make these people feel good or something? I don't get it.
Yeah.
They are bad people. Those people at those rallies are fucking horrible. I mean, they're horrible.
The Did you see another one of Giuliani's buds got arrested here in Florida? Or he's from Florida?
I did not see that.
Miami Herald, a former pro golfer, David Correa, Correia.
Now, he is my favorite golfer.
A self-described former pro golfer.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't sound good.
Oh, I'm a self-described.
I guess that means they couldn't corroborate that. They couldn't find where he was an actual pro.
So that means when he introduces himself to people, he describes himself as a pro golfer.
I used to be a pro golfer.
Self-described.
from South Florida, was indicted last week on campaign finance charges.
Yes.
He was indicted last week, was arrested today. David Correa, who worked with Rudy associate Lev Parnas, is now in federal custody.
Oh, shit.
Will be arraigned tomorrow. He was arrested after getting off a flight at JFK.
Right.
In New York.
Yes.
He's one of four people who allegedly conspired to circumvent federal campaign finance laws by engaging in schemes to funnel foreign money to candidates for federal and state office so that they can buy potential influence.
You know, what's David Correa? You could self-describe yourself now as a fucking dickhead Trumpalo fucknut. You could if you wanted to, maybe.
He's been a pro golfer, a restaurant owner, Philadelphia real estate investor, and a commercial mortgage lender, according to his company biography.
I self-described all that.
His LinkedIn describes him as a serial entrepreneur.
Oh, you're a douchebag! Oh, God, that's so loady.
Oh, this is ironic. He's been associated with Lev Parnas since 2012, when he was listed as secretary of a company called Parnas Holdings. Their biggest venture together was a South Florida firm called Fraud Guarantee.
We will guarantee you fraud.
Yeah, this was trending the other day when they found out Fraud Guarantee was the name of the company.
How the fuck?
That told investors it could protect their money from swindlers.
Oh, okay, well.
Other swindlers, I guess they would say.
We're going to be swindling right now. Don't bother me.
So this dude was arrested.
Yes. A golfer, huh?
And these are the guys that were creating shell companies.
Yes.
To basically launder Ukrainian and Russian donor money. Exactly what we were worried about with Citizens United.
Let me throw a scenario out there for you. It could have been this. I'll explain David Correa and how he fits into this story. I'm just taking a guess. Trump knows the guy, right? They golf together.
I don't know about that.
They don't.
I think he's an associate of Parnas's.
Okay, well.
And whether he even knows Giuliani, I don't know.
Oh, because this seems like some sort of thing like, hey, I golfed with this guy, and then we were out partying one night. We all got hookers. This guy, David, accidentally killed one, and then Trump covered up the murder for him. Now he owes him a favor.
I wouldn't be surprised if he knows him.
Something like that. Yeah.
Also in the news, the headline, one of the headlines today is that the feds have opened the investigation of Rudy that's been going on with all this shit includes counterintelligence investigation.
Okay.
Spying. Oh, espionage. Shit. Spookage.
Wait, it alleges Rudy was doing that.
It includes that type of investigation, is what they say.
I wonder what that means. Is that like...
Investigators looking into Giuliani's business dealings in Ukraine have dug into everything from possible financial entanglements with alleged corrupt Ukrainian figures to counterintelligence concerns raised by some of those business ties.
So what happened was somebody in Russia got a hold of Giuliani, turned him into his asset, got some compromise on him, and is telling him to do a bunch of bullshit, right?
We don't know, but I don't think anybody has a compromise on Giuliani. I think he's just crazy.
He just does all that shit because he's cuckoo?
Yes.
Wow.
I mean, at what point is the compromise infinitely less than the humiliation he's bringing to himself?
I will tell you what.
And the crimes he's committing.
A video of him raping a kid. A video of Trump raping a child. Tell me that's not out of the realm of possibilities. There could be worse compromise than what they're doing here, you know?
The counterintelligence probe hinges on whether a foreign influence operation was trying to take advantage of Giuliani's business ties in Ukraine.
Okay.
To make inroads with the White House.
Wow. Shit.
And was it quid pro quo? Was Giuliani like, you know, hey, you give me this business and I'll whisper in the president's ear.
Shit, man. You know, it seems crazy, like the timeline on all the Ukraine stuff. I guess I've missed that. When was that? Like, when did it all go down?
Not that long ago.
So Trump was already president.
The
obviously.
It was the whistleblower, yeah. The call itself was in July.
So this is after the Mueller report or the Mueller investigation.
Well, the call with the president of Ukraine was the day after the Mueller report, after Mueller testified, and it was a big turd.
Can you? Oh, so they were emboldened. They were like, you know what? He laid a big turd. Now we can do whatever we want.
Oh, I think it was after the report came out, and Attorney Barr said, no collusion, no obstruction.
And then they were like, guys, we can do whatever we want now. We've shut this down. And I guess they were wrong. Well, they're not wrong yet. They're not wrong yet.
So Rudy also being investigated for counterintelligence shit.
Oh, shit. I mean, that sounds very serious, Rudy.
Apparently, the love affair between Lindsey Graham and Trump is over.
Damn!
Lindsey's... picking the white Yeti hairs out of his teeth.
Yeah, it's going to take a while.
And divesting himself. This is, God, do we have him? Do we have audio about this? Oh, no, yeah. this is a tweeting.
Lindsey can stomach everything except this last thing.
I hope President Trump is right in his belief that Turkey's invasion of Syria is of no concern to us. Abandoning the Kurds won't come back to haunt us. ISIS won't reemerge, and Iran will not fill the vacuum created by this decision. However, I firmly believe that if President Trump continues to make such statements, this will be a disaster worse than President Obama's decision to leave Iraq.
Wait, God damn it. A Republican.
Lindsey.
I mean, damn, I got to tell you something. I will say this. A Republican bitching about Obama's policy in Iraq is certainly rich. It's certainly fucking rich. Think about the party that put us there and think about what they did. Fuck you. Oh, my God. That's insane.
Two more tweets. I worry we will not have allies in the future against radical Islam. ISIS will reemerge and Iran's rise in Syria will become a nightmare for Israel. I fear this is a complete and utter national security disaster in the making. I hope President Trump will adjust his thinking.
Well, Lindsey, you know, if you had President Clinton, we wouldn't have the issues that we're having with Iran now. We'd still probably be in the Iran deal, right?
Oh yeah, undoubtedly in the Paris Accords and yes.
We wouldn't have let the Kurds.
NAFTA.
So all the things he's describing wouldn't happen if we had Hillary as president.
Correct. The statements by President No Kids in Cages. The statements by President Trump about Turkey's invasion being of no concern to us also completely undercut Vice President Pence and Secretary Pompeo's ability to end the conflict. Did you see that they're going to talk to Erdogan And though I think he has since reversed, at first Erdogan was like, I ain't fucking meeting with you.
Yeah.
Pence.
God
and
damn.
And Pompeo. Erdogan was like, fuck you, I'm not meeting with you. But then I guess he's had a change of heart.
Yeah.
But he has made statements saying, don't tell us what to fucking do, basically. You're not telling us what to do.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's strange. It's like he ran when Trump was running for president, everybody said it'll take one call, one phone call, one weird tweet, and we start a big war. You don't think about, like, the little things he could do that just affect the Kurds, you know?
Yeah.
And who knows what this turns into?
It's all batshittery.
Oh, yeah.
And insanity. Insanity.
Trump said he was going to be tough on ISIS. Trump said he would wipe ISIS off the fucking planet.
He claims he did.
Oh, yes.
He just tweeted a 50% Rasmussen approval rating. Thank you, working hard, all caps. I believe a couple weeks ago, it was 54% on Rasmussen.
Oh,
so,
shit.
Put away your cum rags, Don. You're not going to need them.
Blow out your candles, Laura. Put away your cum rags, Donnie!
Oh, wow. Quite a few tweets today.
Yes.
You would think there's no way, all caps, that any of the Democrat candidates that we witnessed last night could possibly become president of the United States. Oh, I think just the opposite. I think, with the exception of, I got to say, the winner of the Drudge Report poll,
right.
I disagree with them vehemently. I think Tulsi was not good at all.
Yeah, yeah.
And especially when she comes out with that regime change shit.
Yeah, yeah, that's weird.
That it almost seemed like she was being paid for each time she said that term. But for most of the rest of them, I was like, well, you know, I would be thrilled for any one of these to be president.
I've said this before. I would be thrilled to have most people that have played the president in either TV or movies be president. I'm sure I can think of a few that maybe not.
Now you see why they have no choice but to push a totally illegal and absurd impeachment of one of the most successful presidents! Exclamation point.
Oh, my God.
That was his first tweet of the morning, sitting on the pot.
Oh, yeah, it's nice.
4:10 a.m.
Wow,
our
Donald.
Time. So 5:10 Eastern.
Jeez.
Next tweet, 4:14 a.m.
Okay.
So waiting to pinch off the second
well, that's disgusting.
Round of Happy Meals going
around.
Through there. He quoted somebody named Graham Ledger. Graham Ledger hosts the Daily Ledger,
okay.
The only daily national constitutionally conservative cable TV show.
Fuck you!
I don't know. I never heard of the guy.
I never have either.
But apparently...
he's a big deal, Pat.
He knows the right wrinkles to run his tongue down on
yeah.
Trump's sack. What is happening to President Trump with impeachment is a constitutional travesty, he said. Trump added, the likes of which we've never seen before.
Oh, yes.
It is Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi, who should be impeached for fraud. Exclamation point.
Oh, fuck.
Then he tweeted, 95% approval rating in the Republican Party. Thank you. Just
wow.
Won two congressional seats in North Carolina and a governor's runoff in Louisiana, which Republicans should now win.
But
because of impeachment fraud,
yes.
We will easily take back the House and in the Senate, add in the Senate, and again win prez. I would think not. If
prez.
The Republicans had any inkling that they were going to take back the House, they wouldn't be slithering away.
Oh, no.
And retiring.
And, yes. And
in the waves that they are, the Texit,
right.
They're calling it.
And if they didn't think things were on the way out, they wouldn't be standing up to President Donald fucking Trump on this Kurd shit. They would not. No way. I don't fucking believe that. Because it looks bad for Trump right now. If it looked like he was winning, whatever that means, They wouldn't have shit to say to this guy, right?
This tweet's great. Our record economy would crash, all caps.
Wow.
Just like in 1929, if any of those clowns became president. Exclamation point.
Man, really, you could play a game. It could be president. Goodfellas or Donald Trump. You know, was it said on Goodfellas or by this fucking guy? The clown.
Republicans are totally deprived of their rights in this impeachment witch hunt.
Shit, man.
No lawyers, no questions, no transparency. The good news is the radical left Dems have no case. It's all based on their fraud and fabrication.
So he's like, he's never going to testify. He will ignore all subpoenas.
Oh, yes. Senator Rand Paul just wrote a great book. This is the next tweet. The case against socialism, which is now out, highly recommended, as America was founded on liberty and independence, not government coercion, domination, and control. We were born free. We will stay free as long as I am your president.
How many people in cages in this country? How many people in prison, in cages? Blah, blah, blah.
Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador have all signed historic asylum cooperation agreements and are working to end the scourge of human smuggling. To further accelerate this process, the U.S. will shortly be approving targeted assistance in the areas of law enforcement and security. Is that for them?
Here it goes. I'm sending troops to sanctuary cities? What is this?
Does this mean we will be approving targeted assistance to those countries, I think? To Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, which is what we've been saying. Instead of trying to figure out how you can snipe them in the legs when they get to the wall, how about helping the humanitarian crises in their home countries?
Well, that's
instead of billions to a ridiculous, useless wall.
But he's not suggesting that.
I think that's what they're saying, is now that they've signed these cooperation agreements, we'll be approving targeted assistance.
Targeted assistance. Now, what does that mean? That means he will say, hey, Guatemala, I have some money for you. Now, if you do the following, we'll send it to you.
Well, right. Well, we'll pay a bounty for everyone you shoot in the leg.
Yeah.
Then he held a news conference, which he tweeted, I guess, a significant portion of just the video. And the video, of course, is batshit.
Yes.
Then he is tweeting fake news.
Okay.
This was that that video that ABC used. Slaughter in Syria. It was gunfire with tracers, like machine gun fire with tracers blowing some shit up.
Okay.
And it turns out it was actually Kentucky, a machine gun shoot. 2017 Knob Creek machine gun shoot.
Oh my God.
They used the wrong footage. So ABC is apologizing for using that footage.
They used that footage and say, hey, this is a...
Here's some footage of something getting blown up in Syria.
Syria, Kentucky.
And it wasn't.
Right.
So of course, Trump leaps on that.
Yes.
Fake news! Look! Look, they're fake!
Oh my God. What God, how do you fuck that up, by the way?
I don't know how you fuck that up.
Is that one of these things where it's like you work at ABC News and you're like, oh, I want to go
home.
Or
some asshole tweeted it or something. Oh, and someone's like, oh.
That's probably it.
Here's some footage from Syria.
Yeah.
We've got, God, did you see this story? This is something else Trump said. In the UK.
Yes.
There was an American woman who Trump is appearing to defend this woman.
Okay.
after she was driving and she killed a motorcyclist, a 19-year-old motorcyclist. And she fled the country to avoid.
Right.
She fled the UK.
Yes.
Trump made the remarks one day after a White House meeting with the parents of the 19-year-old Harry Dunn, who was killed when his motorcycle collided with the vehicle.
Okay.
Driven by Ann Sekulis, married to U.S. diplomat Jonathan Sekulis.
Oh, okay.
She was driving on the wrong side of the road. Claimed diplomatic immunity.
Shit.
Prevented her from facing any charges in the case, and the family is very upset about it.
Well, yes, of course.
Here he was asked,
God damn,
in the Oval about it.
We're fucking scumbags.
My meeting with the family was really, it was beautiful in a certain way. They did not want to meet with the person in question. But we had a very good meeting. They're very nice people. We met with a full group. It was four people, actually, as you know how it's all broken up. And the meeting took place right here at about 6 o'clock last night. And it was very sad, to be honest. They lost their son. I believe it was going down the wrong way because that happens in Europe. You go to Europe and the roads are opposite.
First of all, it's just Britain where the roads are opposite.
They're opposite.
And I can't imagine.
I am speechless.
In England.
Wait.
I drove in other parts of Europe and it was batshit. And they drive on the same side we do.
He is excusing.
Yes.
I mean,
hey, those people are crazy over there. They drive on the wrong side. You get it.
How was the meeting? How was the
beautiful
meeting?
It was beautiful. It was very beautiful.
What did you eat?
She lost.
Chick-fil-A.
Does he say it in the rest?
They lost their son. I believe it was going down the wrong way because that happens in Europe. You go to Europe and the roads are opposite. And it's very tough. If you're from the United States, you do make that decision to make a right turn where you're supposed to make a left turn. The roads are opposite. And
he's so bad at this. He's profoundly incapable of any kind of sympathy or empathy or comforting to anyone.
He sounds like a third grader bullshitting his way through a book report.
Oh, yeah, that didn't get read.
We met here yesterday at 6 p.m.
Oh, yeah, it was a really good book. I love the cover.
The question is that people want to ask Dickhead Donald, will the wife of this diplomat face any get in trouble for this?
Oh, absolutely not.
I mean, that's...
That decision to make a right turn where you're supposed to make a left.
I'm sure the hubby was a big giant donor.
Yeah.
To Trump. So no consequences whatsoever.
God damn.
Turn, the roads are opposite. And she said that's what happened. That happens to a lot of people, by the way. But she said that's what happened. She was in the room right out there. We met right here in this area. And I offered to bring the person in question in, and they weren't ready for it.
She fled the country claiming diplomatic immunity.
After she
stay there,
ran
and
over
face the consequences.
After she ran over their son.
Yes.
What would that accomplish, Dickhead Donald? I mean, really? Do you think he's... What an asshole.
They weren't ready for it, but I did offer. I spoke with Boris. He asked me if I'd do that, and I did it. Unfortunately, they wanted to meet with her, and unfortunately, when we had everybody together, they decided not to meet. Perhaps they had lawyers involved by that time. I don't know exactly. I know the people were lovely. They were very nice, and they were, you know, desperately sad.
And now, of course, they're evil and getting lawyered up because now they're going to try to make money. I mean, that's what he's saying. You know, I guess they had lawyers. I don't know.
I don't know how you get your mind around this. I mean, for me, I want to do something to these motherfuckers. I mean, God.
The family had traveled to the U.S. to plead with American officials to reconsider her diplomatic immunity.
Yeah. She ran over someone. Was she drunk? I mean, really, was she drunk? Was she fucked up?
The parents were unpleasantly caught off guard when they arrived at the White House for what they thought would be a meeting with an administration official. Instead, they were told they'd be meeting Trump and that Sekulis was in the building and wanted to and willing to meet with them. So they got ambushed with this.
Well, why doesn't Donald Trump just tell them to fuck off and say, hey,
well, he kind of did. I mean,
Sekulis isn't going to do shit. His wife's not going to do shit. I'm not
a family
make her
spokesperson
do shit.
Said Trump's national security advisor, Robert O'Brien, appeared to hope that they'd just hug it out for media photos.
Ah, well, you're right. Or, I don't know. Nothing happened, right?
One of the relatives, Tim Dunn, said Trump said he was sorry about Harry, and then he sprung the surprise that Mr. Sekulis or Mrs. Sekulis was in another room in the building and whether we wanted to meet here and there or her there and then. We said no, because we've been saying from the start we want to meet Mrs. Sekulis, but we want to do it in the UK so the police can interview her. I mean, if it was just an accident, she may not even be facing criminal charges. She may get a ticket for driving on the wrong side of the road or whatever.
And I would say that she knows that. Her husband is what? A diplomat for the UK?
Yeah, sure.
She knows she was drunk. She did something wrong.
Yeah.
There is a lot here. Why else do you flee? And why else is this a huge story?
We didn't want to be sort of railroaded, not into a circus as such, but a meeting we weren't prepared for. Shady shit.
Yeah. If Donald Trump was like, well, you have to bring your wife in here to apologize for these people, there is some bad shit going on.
Trump and O'Brien have said they've ruled out sending her back to Britain. So,
oh, really?
It's not going to happen.
Really? What a shock. You're not going to deport her? It's not even he'll deport anybody else, though.
Guess.
God. What?
Extradite.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm just saying he's willing.
One of ours, yeah.
He's willing to deport anybody with brown skin to some country they've never been to, but he can't extradite this woman to the UK to answer for running over this kid.
This is everything we thought it would be. I mean,
you know, and
it's just the amped up insanity that we knew would happen when he got cornered finally.
And to speak to, that question at the debate in that Salon article, it's everything they thought it would be too. And they like it. And they like it. They like all this shit. Those deplorables like it. The Donald Trump told those UK people to fuck off. We're America. Fuck you. They love it. They love every bit of this.
Well, after he told the Kurds to fuck off.
Yes, they love it.
He told all of our friends basically to fuck off. And our enemies, hey, Putin, love ya. Saudis, love ya. Kim, love ya.
Yeah, and they don't want your forgiveness. They want your submission.
God, Fox News, it says, called out Trump.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
And Shep's gone.
Bye-bye, Shep. Damn. Boy, he had some great outtakes on Fox over the years, didn't he?
Trump defended his decision about Syria, insisting U.S. soldiers are not in danger. Our soldiers are not in harm's way. This has nothing to do with us. But top military officials told Fox News this is not true. Not true. Said national security correspondent for Fox News, Jennifer Griffin. According to top U.S. military commanders, they tell Fox it's a complicated, deliberate, phased withdrawal with a lot of inherent risk. Already, U.S. warplanes had to warn approaching foreign troops with a show of force.
Oh, fuck.
And we know that the Turkish seem to be aiming in the direction of the Americans. We've had many reports of even when they've been notified of where the American troops are, they're shelling in that area or shooting in that area.
God damn. I mean,
yay.
Great foreign policy too. Wow.
Winning.
Real good, guys. Shit.
Trump, meanwhile, apparently has responded to Lindsay.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, the party's over.
Or, you know, the party's not over. They're still fucking doing shit, man.
No, they're just hate fucking.
Doing shit. But now they're going to do the worst shit. They're hate fucking.
At a press conference with the president of Italy. So another poor, beleaguered foreign dignitary.
Oh, yeah.
Standing there while Trump loses his shit.
No, oh, I love it.
Trump at this press conference knocked Lindsey. Lindsey Graham would like to stay in the Middle East for thousands of years with thousands of troops, he said. he said Lindsey Graham should focus on what's going on here in this country and the do-nothing Democrats.
but Trump, man, Lindsey really had your back for a long time, dude. Doesn't he remember that?
I mean, he still did. He still does on the Ukrainian stuff. Lindsey Graham said there is no way they will impeach Trump on the Ukraine call.
Yeah.
I've read that transcript. There's nothing there. I've read that transcript.
Yeah, and also, I mean, he was sure quick to throw Sessions under the bus. Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. And Sessions was the first fucking GOP guy to come out and support him. Or the first senator or something, right?
Well, and McCain was his buddy. And he lets Trump piss all over McCain's corpse.
Oh, yeah.
They
had to have the word McCain covered up on a carrier that Trump was on or something. Do you remember that?
We have a copy of a letter that Trump sent to Erdogan.
Oh, my God. I love you.
Holy shit.
I want to put your Turkish dick in my mouth.
Fox business anchor Trish
Regan
got an eyebrow-raising exclusive. The letter, however, has some baffled. Others are questioning if it's real. Then it is.
Yes. It has some crazy
right?
fucking shit up in there, dude.
Exclusive. I have obtained a copy of Trump's letter to Erdogan. Okay, here it is.
Awesome.
Details tonight at 8. So this is, I mean, she's a regular Fox News reporter. I don't think
right.
this is, unless she's been spectacularly fleeced.
Right.
His Excellency Recep Tayyip Erdogan, President of the Republic of Turkey, Ankara. Dear Mr. President, let's work out a good deal! Exclamation point. You don't want to be responsible for slaughtering thousands of people, and I don't want to be responsible for destroying the Turkish economy, and I will. I've already given you a little sample with respect to Pastor Brunson. Remember that was that pastor that they had imprisoned there? And Trump put some sanctions on them that I guess really did hurt their economy. And they sprung that past.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But that was for the Christians to give them jizz fountain fuel.
Right. Yes, that fueled their
I've worked hard to solve some of your problems. Don't let the world down. You can make a great deal. General Mazlum is willing to negotiate with you, and he is willing to make concessions that they would never have made in the past. I am confidentially enclosing a copy of his letter to me, just received. History will look upon you favorably if you get this done the right and humane way. It will look upon you forever as the devil if good things don't happen. Don't be a tough guy. Don't be a fool! Exclamation point. I will call you later. Sincerely, Donald Trump. This has to be fake.
It must be fake. Number one, he's not that engaged. How would he know all this shit? I mean, it sounds like Donald Trump, dude. It really does. But like, does he? Is he in? I mean, this seems like.
Oh, is Angela Lansbury dead?
No, she...
Oh, it's her birthday.
Right, yes.
No, she's trending on the Twitter. You're like, she's 94, yeah. So, you know, I'm not a fucking asshole yeah. for speculating.
No. Auntie Mame, right? That's what she was in? That's her big... Mame and Murder She Wrote.
Yeah, she's a Broadway legend.
Yeah, and what's a Disney movie she's in? She plays furniture.
100 plus film TV roles.
Damn!
Including Gaslight, The Manchurian Candidate, Long Hot Summer, State of the Union, Harvey Girls, Bedknobs and Broomsticks, Death on the Nile, and of course, Murder, She Wrote.
Yes.
Anyway, I saw that.
Right. She's never in Cannonball Run.
Trump to Erdogan is trending. This is the letter.
But God, what did he say?
Brian Kloss, Washington Post. Honestly, this letter from Trump to Erdogan would make more sense if it were written in crayon.
How eloquent. You know.
Oh, my God. I mean, this is crazy.
We just need to remember how stupid and racist and assholish these people are when you're trying to be nice to these Trumpalos. This is their orange man baby god. This is who they are. They're idiots.
This person has a point. Jeffrey Wright? Actor?
I don't know.
Jeffrey Wright is the right. actor.
He was a Teletubby.
He's got 234,000 followers.
Damn!
If the letter from Trump to Erdogan came from one person, we wouldn't give a shit. It came from the people of the United States of America.
Oh, God.
I hope we have the chance for profound reflection on how we became this. Right.
No, that will never happen in this country. No one will learn shit. There will be no reflection. People who... I don't believe that. Fuck that. God. I would hope so, too. Shit.
My God, that letter is amazing.
That's like
a letter somebody would jokingly put out on the internet, as in, oh, here's the letter I'm sure Trump sent to Erdogan.
Shame on it. To answer that question from the debate based on this fucking letter, shame on every motherfucker that voted for Donald fucking Trump. You want forgiveness? How about my dick? Fuck you. That you put this guy in the office. Oh, my God. You losers. Oh.
Matthew Miller used to work for the DOJ and the Senate. Now he's a pundit. And a law partner somewhere.
Ooh, yes.
And he's on MSNBC all the time. Ooh. Justice and security analyst.
Yes.
At MSNBC. He tweeted it, the letter, and said, hard to believe this well-considered, nuanced piece of statecraft didn't get the job done.
Can you read it again? I'm sorry. Can you read it one more time?
The letter?
It's not that long, right?
The letter, you mean?
Yeah. Yes, please. Please. In his voice.
Dear Mr. President, let's work out a good deal! Exclamation point. You don't want to be responsible for slaughtering thousands of people. And I don't want to be responsible for destroying the Turkish economy, and I will. What? I was doing hand gestures.
I understand. And I'm glad you're taking your time with it, because this is important. But, like, he says, I mean, yes, that guy is responsible for slaughtering the Kurds. But does Donald Trump understand he bears responsibility in that, like, most of it? Because...
Ignoring the Armenian genocide also, by the way, but
what
that the Turks are responsible for and they've never acknowledged.
Right.
I mean, it was, you know, 100 years ago, but
still
nonetheless.
Yeah.
I've already given you a little sample.
Oh, my God.
With respect to Pastor Brunson. I've worked hard to solve some of your problems. Don't let the world down. You can make a great deal. General Maslam is willing to negotiate with you, and he's willing to make concessions they would never have made in the past. And confidentially, enclosing a copy of his letter to me just received. I wonder if General Maslam knows that he's just forwarding the letter to Erdogan.
And can he do that?
And confidentially.
Who is this man? Is he one of our generals? I mean, because are you allowed to do that?
Maybe it's the guy, the Kurdish general. Ooh, maybe it's the Kurdish general.
Sorry,
Shelby. I didn't know you were jumping up here. Come on.
I mean, surely you aren't allowed to take a letter. If you're a president, a general sends you a letter. I don't know what the fuck it's about. This one sounds serious. You can't just forward it to Erdogan or Erdogan or who the fuck, right? You can't just forward that shit. Here, here's a letter from our generals.
That's the Kurdish general.
Oh, it's one of theirs. No. Well, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Who wrote the U.S., who told the U.S., either protect us or move aside so we can let in the Russians.
Holy shit. Well, seems like they did that.
Well, yeah, especially if they've got Syria protecting them now. Great job.
Is it? This is one of these things. I mean, this is one of these things that we aren't going to have a mulligan for. Like all these people that are going to die because of Trump's dumbass, horrible. I don't know. However he handled this turkey thing. I mean, they're just gone, you know? And that's it. America elected a dumb fucking president. And now people die.
And Putin is, I mean, lactating in glee.
I'm just picturing Putin walking around. He's like, I'm lactating.
Squirt for you, squirt for you.
I am lactating today.
Feast at my breast.
I wear napkins on my nipple.
That's why he rides shirtless.
Feast. Yeah, because he's
squirting. One of the squirt stains.
I'm licking milk.
Especially on a horse.
Oh, the horse loves it. Are you kidding? The horse just licks those nipples. We got to get the show animated. Right, intern?
The Turkish general said watching over ISIS prisoners is now a second priority.
Oh, yes. Fuck you. That's what that is, right?
So, yeah, I wonder. I really wonder if Trump had permission from General Maslam to just forward his letter to Erdogan, his enemy. This is the guy that is sending troops to kill them. General Maslam sends Trump a letter, and Trump forwards that to the guy who's trying to kill him.
That is insane.
I don't know if that would be...
But that's insane.
Yeah.
Our president sucks.
Oh, God, yeah.
Whatever you want to say about this guy, he's a rapist. Probably. Absolutely. He's a racist. Well, yes. White supremacist, anti-Semitic, anti-gay, cruel. He's ignorant. You know? But he also sucks. He sucks.
At Republican Swine tweeted, you know, with any other president reading this letter, you would naturally assume it's an onion piece.
Yes.
Or an obvious spoof. But Trump is such a bumbling moron. You think, well, what is the fool done now?
And we need to say, I want to, are there more letters that he's written to other world leaders? I would like to read them.
I want those transcripts that are hidden in the super secret server.
Super.
Of the horrible things that that he said, that they're so terrified that they have to hide it in the super secret
because
server.
Because we're hearing some pretty whacked out shit, right? Without the super secret server.
Yeah.
So the super secret server must have some next level shit. That's all I can figure.
Well, yeah. Crazy. Craziness.
Oh, yeah.
So that's hot off the presses.
Yay!
Also in the news.
Ooh, wee.
Got some time left here on the show.
Okay.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon
link,
crabdiving.com/Amazon.
We aren't telling you to go there. We're just letting you know it's there.
And we're definitely not saying it helps us out if you buy it through our link.
Yes.
Because that would be untoward.
Right.
Also in the news, I've got a little bit.
Ooh,
one quick story. Could you press that button?
Yes.
That the usual button. Thank you. Got a dog on my lap.
Is
interfering with the show.
Oh, that's right.
Apparently, if I can't perform my duties. This is a story that once I find...
When animals get pissed.
Oh, shit.
When animals get pissed. I've got a... No, where's the fucking story? Here it is. Well, one would think that there was a study. There's a study done.
Yes.
And they're basically trying to figure out what can scare these sharks away.
Okay. From eating people. Right.
A new study was considering everything from kelp forest barriers.
Yes.
To seal contraception. Apparently rubbers for the seals.
For the Navy SEALs?
I don't know how you get them to wear them.
Well,
To ward off sharks along Cape Cod's beaches.
I think what would help with making seals wear condoms would be, you know, a television campaign or maybe, you know, some Facebook ads.
The study several local towns launched after a deadly shark attack last year.
Okay.
Ended up finding out that the best way to avoid these shark encounters.
Yes.
Is to not go in the water.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I agree.
Nothing that they studied.
There you go.
Nothing that they studied was anything statistically, any kind of a magic bullet or anything.
Don't go in the water.
So they did this study and found that there's so far we got nothing.
I mean, this is like one of these things, like guns kill people, right?
Sure.
Guns kill people.
Yes.
The water has sharks.
It does.
The water has sharks. The land has no sharks. There are no sharks on the land.
Correct.
But in the water,
there's other things. In
sharks.
There.
They might. good job with this study, by the way.
So those towns are probably like, our money went to this study, and they're like,
they wanted a magic bullet.
Nothing you can do.
You remember the movie Jaws?
Nothing you can
do. Remember the movie? Was the guy that played the mayor?
It wasn't exactly a magic bullet, but
the mayor of that town.
Sure, Roy Scheider.
No, he was the sheriff.
That dude, yeah,
he was great. What's his name? Somebody tweet in the mayor from Jaws. He was great in that movie.
Yes,
but he wanted something like this. He wanted people to come to his island,
right?
To be in the water, even though there was a man-eating motherfucker lurking nearby. He didn't care. He wanted to do a study or something like
Well, right, because he was worried about the tourist season.
You know how Dick Cheney wanted to be told that ISIS was in Iraq, that that Iraq had a nuclear war program? You know,
weapons of mass destruction.
Yes.
Sure.
This is the same thing. Whoever was, you know, requisitioning this study, I guarantee you, it was somebody that wants people in the water. And they wanted to be told, here, we have a magic bullet that'll keep sharks away. And they couldn't deliver. Stay out of the water. That's it. That's always the explanation. No, it's the only explanation. How do you avoid shark attacks? You're like, don't wear anything sparkly in the water. Don't swim if you have an open cut or wound. Nobody ever says, don't go in the fucking water.
Congratulations to the Nationals for sweeping the Cards.
Yay, good job, guys. Oh, fuck the Cardinals.
To make it to the World Series.
They don't have Bryce Harper.
Well, that was one of the headlines, is how the Nationals fans are giving the big FU to Bryce Harper for turning down that extension they offered.
Oh, yes.
And taking the money with the Phillies, right?
Look at my extension.
And who's in the World Series now?
Well, I think what it is... What's Bryce Harper's deal? It's like $400 million
ridiculous,
over the course of 10 years. You know, the thing about Bryce Harper is...
And we're still waiting on the other playoff.
I don't know the guy. You've heard him in interviews, though, right?
Sure. He's a fucking asshole.
He's a dumb fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
He's so dumb.
So that's what's going on there.
Oh God, this LeBron James shit is just bothering me, man. I've said it over and over again. How
LeBron's done. I saw it today. He's like, I'm done talking about it.
Oh, you're done?
Yeah.
Oh, you're done. See, that is oh my God. You're done. You're done being bothered with it. You know who's not done? People in Hong Kong. They're not done.
Right.
They're not done.
Now my Google Chrome is not responding.
Yes.
Computer being a little on the snatchy side. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Yay. Are you on the snatchy side?
Well, now I just really have to wait until this resolves itself because I can't open any fucking thing up.
Yeah, damn, man. We need the Geek Squad. Get over here, Geek Squad. Intern, do something. Do something to fix this.
I do have a story that I wish I could open.
As soon as the intern is done chewing her own tail,
oh, well.
She's going to fix this problem.
Dare to dream. Self-rimming.
No, she's not rimming. You know, that is not what she's doing. She's chewing her tail.
She's nibbling on her tail. Ugh. Apparently, she's got an itch.
Right.
Oh, you know who Jeffrey Wright, the actor, is?
No.
He's the dude from Westworld.
Oh, okay.
That, well, spoiler alert.
Well, which guy?
Is a robot who didn't know he was a robot.
He's a self-described robot. No, wait, that's not it.
I don't want to give it away because it's a big deal in the first season.
Self-described.
Okay, for the next 30 seconds.
Golfer. Oh, that's
for the next 15 seconds. Don't listen if you want to watch Westworld. Okay, starting now. He's the dude who's the scientist who helps run the place, who's not aware that he's an actual robot.
I'm a robot.
Until later.
Right, right.
Anthony Hopkins.
Oh, yes.
Created him.
Oh, that's right. I remember
that's
that.
Jeffrey Wright, the actor.
Right.
It's
very complicated.
The tweet us during the show, by the way, at Crab Diving.
Twat us!
CRABDIVING.
Yes.
I think my computer may kind of be back here.
Oh, shit.
This is a story... This is a taste of Faithless Friday.
A taste. But, it's a taste.
I guess this is kind of faithless.
Right.
A family has been discovered.
Yes.
In the Netherlands.
Right.
They've spent 9 years secluded on a farm waiting for the end of time.
Oh, okay. 9 years, huh?
A man, 58 years old, and 6 young adults.
Oh, shit.
Aged 18 to 25. So that means if they've been there 9 years, that the 18-year-old was 9.
Yes. Do they have cable?
They were living at a farm in the province of Drenthe. Drenthe?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
It might be nice there. A farm? They got a whole farm to hang out on?
The family were found after the eldest of the children ordered a beer at the bar in the nearby village of Runerwald.
9!
And then he told the staff that he needed help. So first, he had a beer.
Fuck out of here! Oh, he must have been miserable, right?
We found 6 people. This is one of the popo there in the Netherlands.
Okay.
We found 6 people living in a small space in the house, which could be locked, but wasn't a basement.
Did you shoot them?
The older man was arrested. According to the family, he is a father of the 6 young adults.
Okay.
They're trying to figure out whether they were there voluntarily or not.
No. No. When that guy showed up, he's like, I want a beer. I want you to help me get the fuck out of here. I need help. That doesn't sound voluntary. He doesn't sound like a volunteer. Voluntarily.
Their public broadcaster there said the family had been living in isolation, waiting for the end of time.
Wow. Wow. How waiting of Godot for you. Wow.
Bar owner Chris Vesterbeek described how a man had come in wearing old clothes, long hair, dirty beard, looking confused.
Yes.
Ordered 5 beers and drank them.
Holy shit.
The bar owner said, then I had a chat with him. He revealed that he had run away and needed help.
Right.
He called the police. He said he had never been to school and hadn't been to a barber for 9 years.
Did he pay for those beers that he ordered?
I would assume. He said he had brothers and sisters who lived at the farm. He was the oldest, he said, and wanted to end the way they were living.
Well, yeah.
Officers visited the remote farmhouse. They discovered a hidden staircase behind a cupboard in the living room.
Oh, shit.
Leading down to a secret room where the family was housed.
Because they're voluntarily living, well, at least the parents are, in a shelter below the fucking stairs.
A neighbor told the media that he had only ever seen the one man on the farm, none of the children. But there had been animals on the ground, such as geese and a dog.
You know, what must be happening here is they probably have Netflix and they watch that Hightower Castle at Hightower. What is that show? Hightower Castle?
A Man in the Hightower?
A Man in the Hightower. No castle in it at all. There's not the word castle is not in there. Great. They must have watched that and thought it was the real world. And they must have thought that Nazi Germany was still in charge. And they were hiding under their house. Right?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Like the Japanese on some of those islands after World War II.
Oh, yeah. You don't know.
Didn't know that the war was over.
They don't have Twitter.
Why would they put this tweet? Why would they embed this tweet at the BBC.com?
BBC.
The tweet is from Mark Mensink, one of the journalists there.
Govna.
And the tweet says, here's at Klarbik Kjelgik in Gesen under Geckendoken, wach tende op het einde der Tilden.
What?
Liegt an in Kanal par kilometer, Buten het Dorp.
Buten het Dorp!
Volop under Zork.
Under Zork?
Wie worden op Afstand gehuden.
Oh, yes.
I'm sure I pronounced Afstand that really well. Police said they confirmed that the 58-year-old man was arrested and is refusing to cooperate.
Yes. Jeez. I mean, what a horrible life. I mean, whatever. I don't know. This guy probably is crazy, but just how horrible. He's been, you know, I don't mean to feel sorry for this guy, but he's going to end up in jail. But he's been living in jail.
Well, and the question is, has he been forcing others to live like that? And
that might be the case, Pat.
How does one dude keep 5 adults?
I don't know.
Locked up for 9 years. I mean,
well, he must be really interesting. He must have some interesting shit to say.
But the oldest son escaped, and first thing he did was had 5 beers.
5 beers.
5 beers at the local.
They don't tip over there, right?
In the Netherlands, they might.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Right.
Not big on tipping, though, in Europe.
No. Even when they escape and somebody gives them 5 beers, not one tip.
He did not. Did Trump actually refer to the Italian president as President Mozzarella?
Hey! President Mozzarella. What? What? What is this? A twat? He twatted this?
Well, that's who. It's Mozzarella.
It auto-completed. Oh,
I'll bet he. I have no doubt he called him Mozzarella.
Because it auto-completed. Right?
Well, the guy's name is Mozzarella. And Trump is probably just like, you know, Mozzarella.
But was this in the written word that he did this or out loud?
At the press conference when he was talking about
it. Oh, he called. Ah, ha, 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 ha. Oh, my God. What a slow news day.
God, is there audio?
Yeah, I hope so.
This guy tweeted, Trump was slurring his words a lot like he was having a stroke. He praised his daddy, Putin. He called the Italian president mozzarella.
Let's say he had a stroke. Nobody's allowed to be sad, right? That's a rule, right? I don't have to be sad. You know what I mean?
And there's a great Italian translator sitting behind him, a woman.
Yes.
Who looks horrified half of the time. The look of the White House Italian translator as Trump says President Mozzarella for the Italian president. And says U.S. and Italy have been allies since ancient Rome.
Oh, my God.
Ancient Rome.
But wait, we haven't been the U.S. since ancient Rome. Where did you go to school? Holy fuck.
Oh, my God.
This guy is allowed to be on the phone with somebody like Erdogan and just start like a fucking genocide? He's too stupid. He's stupid.
President Mozzarella.
He said we've been allies of the Italians since ancient Rome.
Here's a little from the press conference.
Since ancient Rome.
The United States and Italy are bound together by a shared cultural and political heritage dating back thousands of years to ancient Rome.
What?
The United States and Italy are bound together by a shared cultural and political heritage dating back thousands of years to ancient Rome. He's reading that.
But wait.
He's reading that.
I want to make sure I'm right. That's not true.
America has not been around for thousands of years. It certainly was not around during the time of ancient Rome.
Wow. I mean, am I right? That doesn't matter. Is that on the scale of craziness compared to what he said in the past? I mean, that's pretty out there, though. Since ancient Rome.
Well, this wasn't even off the cuff, though.
He's reading it.
Read this.
He'll read anything you tell him to, I guess. Can he read?
Yeah.
He didn't have an ear prompter in. Somebody's not saying this, and then he's saying it since ancient Rome. So he's not listening.
Mozzarella.
When is that?
Huh?
When does he say that in this press conference?
Because I
can tell you what, this press conference is good so far. That's my opinion.
I guess, God, there's lots of mozzarella jokes on Twitter right now.
He must have said it, you know.
I think it was when they were seated together. But I guess his press conference was batshit.
I guess it was. What else? I mean, we've been allies since ancient Rome. I watched it on HBO. He went to Harvard, right? Or Wharton?
The Wharton School of Business, yeah.
What do they do there?
Apparently, except hundreds of thousands of dollars of donations to give out degrees to moronic spawn of rich people.
God, we've been allies since ancient Rome.
This person says, if this press conference doesn't get Trump impeached, literally nothing ever will. My God, it's so horrible. My mind and body is reeling. Oh. Am I really witnessing this?
Oh.
And then they come out with the letter. Oh my God.
Insanity.
The pictures of the translator sitting behind Trump aghast are pretty fucking funny.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Is that what you're looking at right now?
Yeah. Trump went to
Oh fucking fuck.
I know.
Oh God. God.
That's when he said mozzarella.
That's going to be memes. That's going to be memed. Memed all day. Memed. The look on her face, on that translator's face.
It's fucking funny.
That's the way the dog looks at me when I try to get her to go outside to go to the bathroom.
Oh, when it's raining?
Lightly sprinkling, even. Yeah. Looks at me like that. The way the translator looked at Trump when he said, America's been friends with Italy since ancient Rome.
Are you comfy, by the way?
Yes, she's very comfortable.
She's literally on her back with her feet up in the air in my lap.
She's an expert on comfort.
Trump, I guess at one point, during the press conference.
Yes.
During the joint press conference with Sergio Mattarella.
Mattarella.
The president uncorked a rambling tirade in which he claimed without any evidence that Obama tried to rig the 2016 election against him.
Oh, my God.
It was a corrupt election.
It was. It was. It was very corrupt, right?
And he said, Attorney General Bill Barr is looking into whether that corruption goes right up to President Obama.
Oh, my Christ on a fucking stick.
And he thinks it will.
Okay. He thinks so, does he? What does he think about ancient Rome and our relationship with Italy? Oh, my God. And he does sound fucked up.
Slurry, you mean? Or yeah, yeah.
He sounds like he's talking in an opium fog.
You so close. All you would have to do.
Oh man, this is somebody commenting on them. It drives me crazy. Make a video of a video.
Yes.
And then put your own audio over it.
Perfect.
Makes me crazy.
Nine.
Get your own content.
Right.
I mean, as I play clips all day.
Yeah. We're commenting on the clips.
Right.
We're offering good fucking content.
I'm really sad that
but he did say mozzarella at the press conference, right?
Allegedly. Well, at the when he was sitting in the Oval with the with the translator that was sitting behind him.
Okay.
Apparently that's when he said the
I can't imagine, these translators that Trump probably treats like shit. He probably has tried to rape a few. I don't know. I'm just going out on a limb here, allegedly. Nobody alleged it, but he probably. These people that translated the White House surely are educated, right? Fancy
schools.
Yeah,
sure, yeah.
They must. Do you think the translators are smarter than Donald Trump?
I think the translator's dogs are smarter than Donald Trump.
But look! On her
President
face.
Erdogan's decision didn't surprise me because he's wanted to do that for a long time. He's been building up troops on the border with Syria for a long time, as you know. Our soldiers are mostly gone from the area. We only had 26, 28, but under 50. I think it's probably 28, but under 50 soldiers, and which is a very tiny force. And it didn't surprise me at all. This is they've been warring for many years. It's unnatural for us, but it's sort of natural for them. They fight, and they fight long, and they fight hard. And they've been fighting Syria for a long time. And on the border, that's the border with Syria. And I say, why are we protecting Syria's land? Assad's not a friend of ours. Why are we protecting their land? And Syria also has a relationship with the Kurds, who, by the way, are no angels. Okay.
Who, by the way, are no angels?
But
the Kurds.
The
that are being massacred, that were our allies.
The kids.
That helped us defeat ISIS. By the way, they're no angels.
The families, the human beings.
Has a relationship with the Kurds, who, by the way, are no angels, okay? Who is an angel? There aren't too many around. But Syria has a relationship with the Kurds, so they'll come in for their border, and they'll fight. They may bring partners in. They could bring Russia in, and I say welcome to it. Russia went into Afghanistan when it was the Soviet Union, and it became Russia. It became a much smaller country because of Afghanistan. You can overextend. You can do a lot of things, but frankly, if Russia is going to help in protecting the Kurds, that's a good thing, not a bad thing. But It would be led by Syria. And Syria doesn't want Turkey to take its land. I can understand that. But what does that have to do with the United States of America if they're fighting over Syria's land? Are we supposed to fight a NATO member in order that Syria, who is not our friend, keeps their land? I don't think so. But Syria does have a relationship with the Kurds. The thing that's common is that everybody hates ISIS. Now, the PKK, which is a part of the Kurds, as you know, is probably worse at terror and more of a terrorist threat in many ways than ISIS.
Oh, dude, the so Kurds. Some of the Kurds are worse than ISIS.
So he's taking the line of Erdogan.
Sure.
Yeah, this is weird. I didn't know Trump was so well versed in international politics. I'm learning something.
I'm skipping a little.
To stay. One of the problems I have, and one of, for instance, with the witch hunt, you have people that want me to stay. They want me to fight forever. They do very well fighting. That's what they want to do, fight. A lot of companies want to fight because they make their weapons based on fighting, not based on peace. And they take care of a lot of people. I want to bring our soldiers back home.
What is happening? God.
How did this press conference happen?
It always happens. It's a visiting dignitary. Mm-hmm. What are you looking at? Is a squirrel out
go
there?
Go get him. Go get him, intern.
We're not a police force. We're a fighting force. We're the greatest fighting force ever. I spent $2.5 trillion over the last almost 3 years rebuilding our military. When I took it over, it was a mess. It was an absolute mess.
Not true.
It was totally depleted. You know that. A lot of people know that. Honest people all know that. When I was thinking about having to do something, one of our generals came in to see me and he said, "Sir, we don't have ammunition." I said, "That's a terrible thing you just said."
So wait, okay, now we want evidence, right? Where was this general? When did he come? He came and saw you at the White House? Well,
so I bought them some fucking bullets.
You know, this guy.
Skipping.
Oh my God.
Early, it takes a period of time. Diplomatically, it takes a period of time. But, you know, we're in many countries, many, many countries. I'm embarrassed to tell you how many. I know the exact number, but I'm embarrassed to say it because it's so foolish. We're in countries, we're protecting countries that don't even like us. They take advantage of us. They don't pay nothing. You probably saw, some of you wrote.
That's it.
President Mozzarella standing next to him.
Like, yes. President Mozzarella.
What is happening?
Have you nothing to say? This guy really wants to run the planet like he's a mob person.
Yeah. We covered the fact that we're sending some additional troops to Saudi Arabia. That's true. And I appreciate the fact that I negotiated for a short period of time, a matter of minutes, with Saudi Arabia. And they've agreed to pay for the full cost of all of that deployment and more, much more. A very rich country. They should be paying. And so should many other countries be paying if they want this kind of protection. Same thing with
if they want this kind of protection, you got to pay up.
Holy fuck!
NATO. Sopranos. We're at 4%, and other countries are at 1%, and certainly a European country.
The envelope's light.
I think he takes a shot at Italy later on. He says something about them.
Yes.
Working with Obama to help.
President Festivus is dangerous to this planet. Yeah.
To Dover, coming home in a coffin, on areas that we have nothing to do with. We have nothing to do with. And it's heartbreaking. I sign letters all the time to parents whose son was shot in different places in the Middle East, mostly. It's very heartbreaking to see. Very heartbreaking. So I've said it, and it's through strength, not through weakness. Much harder to do what I'm doing. I could be like all of these others. Oh, just leave them there. Leave them there.
No. Just protect the Kurds. Just let them live their lives. No, it's much braver for me to say fuck those Kurds.
Oh, absolutely. It
takes
a lot
of balls to do that.
Yes. I mean, it doesn't sound like that was the case, though. That letter. You know, I mean.
He just tweeted a picture. some pictures from the meeting they had earlier. One is Nancy standing up talking around the table, and he says, "Nervous Nancy's unhinged meltdown." He's claiming she had a meltdown.
He's getting out in front of it.
The do-nothing Democrats, Pelosi and Schumer, stormed out of the cabinet room. And he shows their three empty chairs. I don't know who the third one is.
Fuck me, man. I mean, you know, his base will like that. I mean, I don't think deplorables care for Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, they left because you called her a third-rate politician.
Why would you go
to the Speaker of the House of Representatives?
Oh my God, what a mess! Why would Nancy Pelosi and Chuck meet with him anyway? I mean,
they're meeting about what's going on in Turkey and Syria.
Oh, okay.
With a bunch of the picture shows a whole bunch of military types sitting around the table.
You know, you keep saying Syria. And Siri.
You've got to turn off Hey Siri.
And it keeps listening to our show, so that it's constantly saying, "I don't know what you're talking about." You know?
I get it.
You never listen,
Siri. We don't either.
No.
Thanks, Siri.
Yes.
We appreciate it.
I mean, we know what we're talking about. You know?
Well, we don't. I mean, you know what I mean. We don't understand any of it.
Right. But only get your news here.
Republican shit. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Let's do it again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 Yay. To 7 Eastern. Then we're on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, your favorite podcasting application. Always at crabdiving.com. Ryan's doing some stand-up comedy somewhere soon.
Yes.
Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, Radar Comedy. His Instagram is Radar Comedy, or go to his website, radarcomedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. I'm so freaking vile.
Stop licking my face. I'm trying to talk here. Join us tomorrow, everybody. We'll do it again if the world's still around.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.